Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. That day you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when each of you will be scattered to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world: our faith. So wrote St. John in his first epistle, a reading that we heard on the Sunday after Easter, that our faith overcomes this world, and even overcomes the prince of this world, the devil, as we heard last Sunday. To be born of God is to have such a conquering faith. To be born of God is, as we will hear in just a few Sundays from now, on our namesake Sunday as Trinity Congregation, that is to be born of water and the Spirit. It is to receive the name of God in holy baptism, to be marked with the sign of the cross, and to be a son, to be an heir of God himself. St. Paul wrote something similar to what St. John wrote. He said, in reference to all of our sorrows, our crosses, any opposition we face in this life, including our own temptations that we fight against, he said, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors." He says we are over and above victors. Now, what makes us more than conquerors isn't that we conquer bigger than everyone else. No, it is that our victory lies hidden under the thing that looks exactly the opposite of victory. We die, as St. Paul is making his point in Romans 8. We are like sheep appointed for the slaughter. And yet, behold, we live. And it is through such utter failure, as most people would call it as they see it, through such failure, even death, we Christians claim to gain the victory. Now that is what Jesus is talking about in today's Gospel too, as he prepares himself to go to the Father as a sacrifice on the cross. He prepares most truly of all to more than conquer by his death. As he is doing this, he both warns his disciples and he comforts them. He warns them that again they are going to fall away from him. They will all be scattered. They will all abandon him when they see him convicted and hung up on the cross. But he also comforts them by laying out for them who he is and what his death is going to accomplish. He is one with the Father. He is God in our weak human flesh. And that means that his death is for us. It is to redeem those who have failed. And thus, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations. But take heart, I have overcome the world, Jesus says. His death is not what it looks like. It is not the world overcoming Jesus. No, it is the means by which Jesus is overcoming the world. And likewise, in the same way, our faith overcomes this world also. We are included in this victory. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And upon hearing this, we say, ah, now I get it. Now we see that you're speaking plainly, Jesus, not using figures of speech. Now we have no reason to question you or ask you for anything. Now we know, that is, now we recognize that you really are from God. Because victory, glory, winning, that's the language that we want to be speaking, right? That is our opinion of this world. That is our aim in everything we do. That is our expectation, therefore, for what divinity really looks like. And to that, Jesus says, oh, really? Oh, really? Do you now believe? Now, what is plain and easy to understand in the gospel reading today, it's no figure of speech, is that Jesus is talking about prayer, asking the Father in his name. He's instructing his disciples. He's instructing you and me, his Christians, to ask the Father for everything in his name. That right there, being beggars before God, asking him for everything in the name of Jesus, that is what living by faith means. It means looking to God for every good. But how quickly we come back to Jesus, just like the disciples did, and say, no, no. We'll know that we're all set and that you are trustworthy, Lord, when we understand everything. We will know that you are God when we can see ourselves overcoming the world. We will know that we are strong and we are firm and we are victorious. Not when we have to ask you for everything, but when we don't have to ask for anything. Our measure of victory is self-sufficiency. Our aim is to be the sort of person who never asks for anything from anyone, who doesn't take help or direction from others. I'm not a charity case, we say. I don't need to ask. Dear saints, is it any wonder then that our worship and prayers falter as they do? Is it any surprise also that the largest, the richest churches in the nation are the ones who do not preach repentance or the cross of Jesus Christ, but who preach the self-determined success of Christians? Prosperity, wealth, name it and claim it. Word faith, positive life confession, your best life now, living proof, conquerors. That's what our flesh wants us to be. That's what plenty of churches are willing to preach to. Because if we were that kind of conqueror, then we wouldn't need to ask for anything, particularly in the name of someone else, as if our name were not enough. Have, be, do, and your joy will be full. No, that is not the preaching of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus says, ask. That is what faith is. Faith is trust. Faith is shaped, created, and has its life in a promise from another. Faith is determined entirely by its object, by the thing that we are believing and putting our trust in. It's not determined by the subject, me, the one who is believing. And that means that it matters very little that it is our faith. It matters tremendously if Jesus Christ is the one in whom we put our faith. If you want to see faith in action, then, exercising itself, trust Him, and you will find faith at work in prayer, in asking. That is the posture of faith, bent toward God, looking to Him for every good. So it may be that until now you've asked for very little, to nothing. But now, dear Christians, you will ask for everything. You must. Now, in this world of tribulation, where your sins trouble your conscience, where others abuse you, where you find no dissatisfaction that lasts here, you must ask for everything. That is the opposite of self-determination. It's the opposite of autonomy. It is the life of being a creature, a creation, dependent on someone else. But here is the great comfort and the full joy that your Lord Jesus is speaking of. You are His creature. You are the Father's beloved child. Though no sinner would dare expect that they can speak to the Father directly, Jesus says that it is the privilege of every Christian to do just that. I'm not going to ask my Father on your behalf. He says, you will ask Him in my name. Jesus' death and His blood and His name have made it so. He has redeemed you. He has called you by His name. Thus you have your name. His name, sealed to you in holy baptism, is the name that you now can take with you to God in your prayers. It is the name that saving faith grabs hold of, because it is the name that indeed conquers and overcomes this world. In the name of Jesus, you may ask. And in the name of Jesus, God the Father will work everything, not for your evil, but for your good. This is the way of Christian conquering. Again, it is more, it is beyond conquering. That way is to ask for everything. To be not the commander, the possessor in ourselves, but rather to have full possession and confidence in Christ Jesus by faith. In ourselves, we are not righteous. In Him, we are righteous. In ourselves, we have no strength. In Christ, nothing can overpower us. In ourselves, we have nothing. In Him, we have everything. We have all things. Ask so that your joy may be full. We do not progress beyond Jesus. We never move beyond being justified by faith. We never move, therefore, beyond prayer. To do that would be to move beyond being a creature, choosing instead to be God, which is, of course, the height and the depth of our sin. But no, you have been given something far better, dear saints of God. You are more than a conqueror through Him who loves you. The Father Himself loves you, because you love His Son and trust in Him who has shed His blood to claim you as His own brother and as His fellow heir. Everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. For who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.